Okay, let's begin. Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Aleph. And we are on Pei Amid Beis by the two dots. We started the Mishnah yesterday of the status of Umnin, the status of workers. What status do they have in terms of the materials that they are guarding? Rashi had said on the Mishnah, Kablanim Hamakablin Aleihem La'asos Hamalacha Bibateihem. Kablanim that accepted to do work in their house, and then they're finished the job. Different halachas about they finish the job and they tell the person to take it. They tell the person, I'm going to keep it until you take it. Right, all different lashonos that are discussed. So let's pick up with the Gemara that now is commenting on the next line of the Mishnah. Third to last skinny line. V'kulan sha'amru tolat sholcha v'havei mo shomer chinam. Even though that the Uman, while he is working, has the status of a Shomer Sachar, because he's getting paid to do a job, he gets some Hana'ah, and therefore he has the higher level of Shmira, Shomer Sachar, which again, the Mishnah hasn't laid out the Dalet Shomerim yet. That's going to come up a little bit later, but the Mishnah is already assuming that we know the Dalet Shomerim, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, and Socher, which is discussed in this parak. So even though one is a Shomer Sachar while he is doing the job, once he says, take your item, I finished it, your shoes are ready, and bring me the money, so then he automatically lowers his shmira level, because he no longer gets hana from it, and from this arrangement. And therefore he's just a shomer chinam. I'm still guarding your shoes, but I don't get anything out of it, and therefore shomer chinam. Tznan Hasam says the Gemara, wait a minute, but the Mishnah says later on, Omar lo shoel shaleach vishilcha vamesa. If a shoel says, Omar lo shoel, I'm borrowing something, and I send a message to the mashiel, you know, send me the item that I'm borrowing. Send it to me. I tell my shliach, go send it to me. And the shliach on his way, bringing it, something happens. Am I responsible yet? At one moment, does the chiyuve shmira start? That's the shaila that comes up there. So, amelo shol shaleach, if the shol says send it vishilcha, and it is sent v'mesa, and then something happened, it dies on the way, it only occurs, and shol ino is chayiv and onsin, chayiv. So in that case, if the shoal gave permission, so then the chi of shmira for a shoal starts right when he gave permission, and therefore, if something happens on the way, so then the shoal is going to be chayef. V'chein b'shah shemachzira. And so too says the Mishnah, when he returns it. If the mashil says, at the end of the days, or we'll see at the end or when, but the mashal says, yes, send it back. Send it back with the shliach, and it's fine. Thank you. So also then, right when he sends it into the hands of the shliach, so then the shoal will be pater as long as he has permission. That's the Mishnah. Amar Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda, says Rafram Bar Papa, Lo Shanu, when do we say that this is true, that explicating the Rishus works, Ela Shehechzira, V'toch Yemei Shelasa. When do you need to explicate it? That's only if he is returning it within his days of Sheela. I want to borrow it for 3 months. It's after 2 months, I don't really need it anymore. So that's where I have to say, I'm sending it back, and he has to say, sure, send it back, and that's where I would be putter if it is explicated. And also, I will be chayiv if I accepted the responsibilities. Avala achar yemei shelasa, but after yemei shelasa, putter. Then I will be putter. What do they mean putter? Rashi, bottom line. V'yafilu bebeso shal shoal mesa. If it's after yemei shelasa, the time period that I'm supposed to use it, and I don't use it anymore, is up, that I don't even have to explicate anything. If something happens to it, I'm going to be putter. Continue the Rashi. Mishakalu hayamim eino shoel aleha. I am no longer a shoel. Once the days of she'ela are up. So what do you see from there? That once an arrangement is finished, so then it's automatic. You don't have to say anything to remove the status of what you are. So that's a stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds like you have to say it explicitly, right? Tolet shelcha v'aveit sheli. Right, and Vahavimos. Our Mishnah sounds like you have to explicate in order to remove the status. He's going from a Shomer Sachar to a Shomer Chinam. So why in that Mishnah, Rav Raphim Bar Papa explains that Mishnah that if it is after the time of the Sheila, automatically the status changes. You don't need to explicate. That's the Stira. So we're going to have a couple of... Actually, we didn't get to the question yet. We're gonna get to the question. Explicate it. You don't have to ask the question yet. So we'll get to that in a minute. But even before that, we just had here Rafram Bar Papa. We're about to have a question from Nachman Bar Papa. So we know all the papas are mentioned at a siyum, and one of the well-known discussions at a siyum might be, Why are all the Papas, Rav Papa's 10 sons, why are they mentioned? So we had a couple of weeks ago, we've had twice already, over the past couple of weeks, that Rav Papa was chashud about something. Actually, we had one a few weeks ago, we're going to have one today coming up. Rav Papa was chashud about something, and the Gemara says elsewhere that if someone is chashud about something, she'ein bo, you know, then he'll get a bracha. So in general terms, maybe that's the pshat. But if you look at the Ramah has a drasha that he once gave. It's printed in a number. It's the end of the Chuvah Ramah. But the Ramah says that Rav Papa was an ushir, right? He had a lot of money, and he supported Torah, and he was machzik oske Torah, and there is a connection between Rav Papa and Torah, and the source of Torah. Papa can stand for peh el peh, says the Ramah. First of all, he gives a drush, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, the source of Torah, Papa. And then he goes through 10 sons. Each son is connected to one of the Anseres HaDebros. He doesn't explain if the Rav Papa named them based on this, or just, you know, once this is said, so then we can understand it. And then the Marshal goes through 10 sons, how they're parallel to the 10 Ma'amaros Shebohem Nivra Ha'olam. Goes through each of the Ma'amaros, including Brazos. So we're not going to go through all of them, but just maybe a couple of the puppets. So he says, Losasa Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's related to, start with the beginning. L'chad ma'adar Anochi Eina B'chal Adibros, Pasach Ba'anochi Rak Lo'diyam Yu HaMitzvah. That's Machlokes, the Bahag and the Rambam, whether Anochi itself is counted as a mitzvah. Al-Kain Bob Milas Papa Lo'otzi Milibo Shlosa Ma'adar Amar No'chika Cha'papa Pasach Peh Shepa Gematria Anochi. Okay, that's, he gets into one or two our gematrias that don't really directly explain. But there are others. He says, Losasa L'chapesel. Says you shouldn't have a vodazara. Shelo basof acharasiya yinachim alasiya. But very often, after somebody creates a davar shel vodazara, they have, you know, they feel bad. They want to change their mind. They're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichamti ki asisim. Right, that's Nachman bar Papa. That's our Papa right here. Nachman. And then Losisa, Shu Lashon Romamus vehisnasus. Shalo yachshov ha'adam. Shebazem enasem ha'chabed Hashem. Losisa is also from a Lashon of raising up. And that's why one of them is called Rami bar Papa. Right, Lashon Romamus, where I might raise myself up. Zachar Shem Shabbos Akacho. That's Ada. Begamatria Sheish. That Sheish is Yemiyama. That's an easy one, right? Neged lo sirtzach nikra ha'echad achoy lashon achva ki kishayachshov kolecha lachaver ka'ach lo yinatzchenu. Right? If you have proper achva and so, and you realize that, then they won't come to that. Right? He says lo sinaf kederach. You don't want to be named after that one. Kederach lo sinaf shikderach hamenaafim likrotz v'lermoz beinayim. Right, Niyuf is all about doing, acting inappropriately and hinting. So he says, "Rifraf be'enav" is an act of kritza that one does with one eyes. Lo signo, that's rachush. Rachush is all about assets and possessions. Lo sane, he says, interesting. Surchav bar papa. What's surchav bar papa? Surchav is from the word serach bas. Serach bas asher was made to Yaakov Avinu that Yosef was chai. Different. Serach bas asher comes up at various times in history, that she's still alive. She comes up later on in the times of David HaMelech. She was at the time of Mitzrayim. She was made where the bones were, where Yosef's bones came up, right? Different times, but she was made. That's Losana Breyecha Yitzhakar. And he goes through, continues to go through. We won't go through the rest of it. But either way, that's the Ramah connecting all the Aseres HaDibros to the sons of Papa. So we have two of them right here. So we have Raphim Bar Papa, who, in the name of Rav Chisda, limits the Mishnah later on. I apologize, I already said it was the Stira, but we didn't really get there yet. Rav Papa, this is the limitation on that Mishnah. So, Masa Rav Nachman Rav Papa, the Kulan Sha'amru Tola Shechava Ve'mos Shomer Chinam. So, Rav Rav Papa said that it's automatic right when the terms and conditions end. You don't have to explicate to remove your status. So now we're going to be medayik that from our Mishnah. You have to explicate. Our Mishnah said, in all the cases, v'kulan shomer, by all shomrim, right when I finish my job, and I say, take your item and bring me the money, then I'm a shomer chinam, but hagamartiv, but if I just finish the work without saying anything, shomer zachar. So there's the stira, right? We say, doesn't our Mishnah, isn't our Mishnah mashma that if I don't explicate that I'm finished with the job and you can come pay me, then I'm still a shomer sachar. I'm still a shomer sachar, right? Rashi on top, v'lo amrinan. Kiven sheyadu abaylam shekalu yimei ha'umnis v'lo shalchu. We don't say, since the owners know that I finished and they didn't send yet, v'heviyom patar ha'shomer. No, we don't say that until it is explicated. So we are comparing now, you know, might not have compared them, the obligations of a shoel and the obligations of a uman, right? The Gemara is comparing those. Just like an uman automatically becomes a shomer, and even though he's not actually a shomer, he's an uman, but he has responsibilities of a shomer, so we're comparing that to the Mishnah later on, Tzadiches, about an actual shoel. So one is bashba, you have to explicate in order to undo your status, and one not. So the Gemara says, lo, don't make that diyuk from our Gemara. Ha have ma'os v'tola shalcha shomer sachar. True. Once you pay me, then until that time, I will still be a shomer sachar. Av gamar tiv my shomer chinam. But if I just say I finished my shomer chinam, I would automatically be a shomer chinam if I said gamar tiv. But iachi, if that's true, adetani v'kulan shomer tola shalcha have ma'os shomer chinam lashvina gamar nishvina gamar tiv akoshikin tola shalcha. If this understanding is correct, so then why don't we say even the bigger chiddush that say even if I just finished without explicating, I will be pater. Says the Gemara, Tola Shalcha Tzrichale. No, there's still a chiddush to say that you need to say Tola Shalcha, take it, and then I'll be made into a Shomer Chinam. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Isn't it a bigger chiddush not to say anything? No, because I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought possibly that right when I say, I finished your shoes, come pick them up, I am not even a Shomer Chinam. Nothing. Not even Pshia possibly. Kamash Malan, that's why, that's the chiddush of saying Tola Shalcha. But really, even if I just say Gemartiv, it would automatically remove my status of being a Shomer, just like the Mishnah says later on, and therefore there wouldn't be a stira. Oh, we mentioned in the past, so what's the Havamina? I wouldn't be a Shomer Chinam, and therefore I'd be Pater even from Pshia. So that's interesting. Pshia doesn't automatically mean I'm chayiv. If I am not a shomer of yours, then I'm not going to be chayiv just for pshia. Right? If I am negligent in one of your items, I'm not a shomer. Let's say my ball went over into your backyard. So then I go into your backyard, which I have rishus to do. You give me rishus. I go get my item. And then on my way out, I forgot to close the door of the fence behind me. And then because I left it open, you know, your dog ran out. So, and it got hurt. So I was posheya. Am I chayiv? Right, that's indirect. If I'm a shomer, this chiyuv pshia, because I accepted responsibility. But just if I'm posheya and I cause you damage, that's terrible. Maybe I should pay lefnei mishuras hadin. But there's a difference between being a shomer where there's a creation of a context already and anyone else. So that's the havamina here. The havamina is fine. Even if you're posheya, you were wrong, but you're not a shomer chinam. Therefore, you wouldn't have to pay. Kamash Balan, no. Even if you say, take yours, you are still somewhat of a shomer. So that is version one. We're going to have three versions of the same Gemara. First version was, we asked it as a question, and then we have an answer. Now we're going to have it as a proof and disproof, and then we're going to have it as two Tanaitic sources. What do you do with the tem? And then we're going to answer by making a chilek. But it's the same type of discussion. So Ika d'Amri, some have this version. Ika d'Amri, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Papa. Again, Rav Nachman Bar Papa is on the scene. Says Rav Nachman Bar Papa. We also learned it in a Mishnah, right? We're bringing our Mishnah as a proof. Anyone who says, any worker who says, you know, take your item and bring me the money, shomer chinam. So my love, hu adin gamartiv? Shouldn't we understand our Mishnah as saying, well, he didn't really have to say that, even if he just says, I finished. That would also be true, and then it would be automatic. So lo, tola, meaning automatic once the days of She'ela are up, right, including Rav Papa's Rav Chisda statement. So the Gemara says, lo, tola shalcha shani, it could be no. Could be beferish. You have to say, take your item. Good. There's an interesting suffix the Machane Ephraim has. Our Gemara is talking about if the worker says, I finished, bring me the money. So we know what the halacha is there. So then he's a shomer chinam. If he says, I finished, So then that's also, that's the question, whether that's lav, the Mishnah's lav dafka or not. What if he didn't say anything, but the owner realizes and knows, he looked through the window and he sees this thing is finished. He just hasn't met the Uman yet. Does it go by the yediya of the owner, or does the worker have to explicitly say something? That's a question that the Machane Ephraim has. He brings up that suffix. Pirish, Misha Sachar, Hilchas Shomrim, Simen Chav Gimel. Misha Sachar, Kli Mechaveir Lassos Malacha. Pirish, Milacha Ploni. V'nignav Achar Shenigmar Malachto. V'achar Shabaylim Yadu Shenigmar Malachto. Mahodino. Miyamrinan. That case the Gemara does not talk about. If he doesn't say a word, but you know. Miyamrinan, Kima Shigamar Malachto, Kalsa Shmirasa, Upadim Geneva. Right? Halacha Lamaisa. Right? The Shomer is finished, but I didn't see you yet. But you happen to walk by my store, and you know that it's done. So what's the halacha? So he quotes the Rashi on top. See the Rashi on top? We just read it before. We weren't medayik in it. But Rashi says, V'lo amrinan, kivan sheyadu habaylim, shekalu yimei ha'umnis. V'lo shalchu beviyam v'chulu. Sounds like from there, Rashi, that the issue is not his saying anything, but the issue is just the fact that the Bailam know it. Fachanami. So here too in our case. Kol sheyadu habaylim shegamar malachto, kol sheshmiraso. V'yavavi shalomar legamartiv. Shalom b'ina sheyomar legamartiv ala kadei sheyedu habaylim. Unless you say not, that's his shaila. But again, that's a third level than our Mishnah and our Gemara talks about. Here, I finished. Pay me. I finished. Not saying a word. And the owner just knowing about it, that's not discussed. Maybe it can be medayik from the fact that the Gemara does not mention that case. Maybe it's not the same. Or you might say no, because how would he know unless he tells him? Right? Most people wouldn't look through the window and see that it was finished. So it might just be a mitzius that he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know otherwise. Okay, that's a question about a third category. Okay, back to the Gemara. Third level, third version. Huna mar bar maremar. Kamei deravina rami masnisan ahadadi umishani. Instead of having question, answer, proof, disproof, he just brought two Mishnayas, asked a stira between them, and he answered. Tanan. So we bring our two Mishnayas, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah later on, Tzadiches. Tanan, our Mishnah says, V'kulan sha'amru tolet shalcha, v'habe mo shomer chinam, v'hu adin legamartiv. Right, we assume our Mishnah does not mean literally that you have to bring your money, but even if you just say, I'm finished, and but the Mishnah says later on, Amar lo shoel shaleach v'shilcha b'mesa chayev v'chem b'shasha machzira. So umishani, and the answer given, Amar Rav from our papa, Amar Rav Chizda, lo shanu el shahichzir b'toch yimei she'lasa. When do you have to explicate if you're still a shoel, you're still in the days that you agreed? That's when you have to say, I'm done, I'm sending it. Avalach yimei she'lasa pater. But if the days are finished, so then he could automatically no longer be a shomer. Which is also interesting for us to think about over the next couple of weeks when we get into the discussions of Shmira. Do I have to do anything to become a shomer in terms of kinyanim? And do I have to do anything to remove myself from being a shomer? So this Gemara is focusing on the latter. How do you remove yourself? Doesn't sound like you have to do anything. Sounds like you have to say something, right? Just for removing a status of Shmira. You look in Tosfos earlier, we had a couple of weeks ago, Daf Mem Tes. Maybe here, it's a little different or easier to remove the status of a Shomer because you're not totally. You're just lowering yourself on the ladder. Our Mishnah is about a case where you're going from a Shomer Sachar to a Shomer Chinam. You're not removing the status at all, except maybe in the Shoel case. Maybe you're removing the status there. Are you at all responsible? So you're not chayiv an own sin, but the question is, are you at all responsible? So again, that's something, very interesting discussion that we have to have. The relationship between all the shomrim. Is it really one idea with a sliding scale, and you can go up and down the ladder? Or is each one of them a totally new world? Just as an example, the way the Mishnah describes the shomrim later on is shomer chinam, shoel, Shomer Sachar, Socher. Why would you pick that order? If I was writing the world of Shomrim, wouldn't you go in order from most to least? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, and Socher, you gotta figure out where to put in. But you wouldn't jump from the two extremes unless you say they're each their own idea. Right? Even just the order of the Mishnah later on will maybe tip us off relating to that issue. Okay, Viter. Ibai Lahu, says the Gemara, last couple of skinny lines. Pater Mishoel, V'chay, and this is our issue right now that we were just talking about. Pater mishoel v'chayev kishomer sachar. When we say that you are pater from being a shoel in the right, the discussion that we just had from the later Mishnah, you're not chayev an onsin, but you're still a shomer sachar. O dilma shomer sachar nami lohavi. Or maybe you are still at least a certain level of shomer sachar. You're still chayev and ganev and v'aveda. Right? What happens when I return the object? Again, this issue might be going to the crux of what we just asked. Is there a sliding scale when it comes to Shomrim or not? Or are they very different from each other? Or you might say, no, that's not what the question means. The question is just, what's the umdana? What's the umdana when I send something back? Yeah, I'll still be responsible for theft. But I'm not going to be responsible for death. Right, so that might be just what's in the person's mind, or it might be a more fundamental question. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, it's for sure only talking about a case where you didn't use it after the time that you said this. If you did, then you're a shoel, maybe you're a shoel shalom midas, so you're a gazlan, you're chayv and onsen anyway. But the case is that we're talking about if you did not use it. So amar ameimar, mistavra, pater mishoel, v'chayv kishomer sachar. I think you still have some responsibilities. You're not totally out of it. Why? The hoel v'nehene mahanahave. Since I have been getting hana'a from your item, then the umdana, it sounds like it's an umdana, but the answer, you were a good guy to me, I want to be a good guy to you. You gave me benefit, I want to give you benefit. Hoel v'nehene mahane. How far do you take that in halacha would be an interesting discussion about people's mindsets. You know, you did something for me, so I'm not going to be totally out of the picture. I'm going to still be responsible. Okay. Tani kavase da ameimar. Says the Gemara, there's a brisa that supports ameimar. Orachaim, Tofri Sadakeh. Says the last one. Tani kavase da ameimar, halokeh kelim mebeis ha'uman, l'shagman lebeis chamav. So there's a support of ameimar that you're still a shomer sachar after no longer being a shoel. So if somebody buys kelim, or he's going to buy kelim from a beis ha'uman, l'shagman lebeis chamav. A person's engaged, what we would call engaged, right? Not the... there's no Arison yet, there's no Nisuin yet. Right, so he buys something and he wants to send it to his in-laws. He wants to send it to his Kala, but he doesn't exactly know all of her tastes so far. So he's going to buy it basically on condition. I'm going to buy it, I'm going to send it to her, but there's a return policy. So that if they don't like it, so I'm going to give it back. Whose Kli is it in the interim? Who's responsible? How do you understand that? So in our day and age, it's really clear. Because when we buy something from the store with the return policy, the deal is done. It's done. It's not like there's any t'nai here. There's a t'nai that we could be machzirit, we could do a new transaction in the future. But it's not that the store, or we think that we don't own it fully yet. Right? That's that in return policies today. But in the days of old, maybe it wasn't. So if somebody buys a kli from basically one l'shag on the base chamav to send it the amarlo, and he says to the seller, im makablen osan mimani, if they accept it from me, and he knows it l'chadamei, then I'll pay you for it. He didn't pay yet. If they accept it, great. V'im lav, and if not, then I'll give you the kli back, but I do have to pay you something beyond that. Why? Ani nosin l'chol if he tovas hanoa shebohen. You know, they know, even if they don't like the item, it's the thought that counts. Right, if they're going to send it back, but they know that I was thinking of them, that I brought them something, so I'll pay you for that hana'a that I got beyond, you know, the item that I'm going to need to give you back. So, v'nensu, and then, of course, not of course, but something happened, and the item broke. So who's responsible? Is it mine yet or not? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Behalicha chayef. If it broke on the way there, chayef. Why? Because then the Gemara assumes I, the buyer, are responsible. Rashi says, kinyin until proven otherwise. That's Rashi's lashon. In v'nansu b'halicha chayev. Rashi says, ho of a katzatz demehem u'mashchal l'shem l'kicha, since you set a price, and you pull the item, harehem l'kuchin b'yado, ad sheyeda she'enach l'kucha. It's bought, unless you know that it's not bought. So on the way there, there's still a very good chance they're going to accept it. So then fine, then it is, you're responsible. But b'chazira pater, but if it's on its way back, they already said, I'm not interested. So then pater, then you're not responsible. Mipnei shehu kenosei sachar. Because he's like a shomer sachar, so that's a similar case. On the way there, maybe he's not even a shoel, he's more than a shoel, it's his. And on the way back, he's a shomer sachar. That's the language used. He's not chayiv in onsin, but that's a raya to a meimar. A couple of points related to this. First, a halachic point, then a hashkafic point. Halachic point. So Rashi says, there's a kinyan until proven otherwise. It's mamish his. If you look in the Ran, this Gemara comes up in the Ran and Nedarim also, his Lashon is not Kinyan. His Lashon is, he's like a Shoel until proven otherwise. Not that it's his. The Ran's Lashon, Nedarim Lamed Aleph. He says, the Mekach Kol Hanalo Lokeach, Iva Lola Mocher, Vahabile Kishoel, the Mishum Kol Hanah Shelo, Chayiv Ba'onsin. He's getting benefit from it now. He's getting Hanah, therefore he's going to be Chayiv and Onsin. But Rashi doesn't say it's bought. Right? Not Ran doesn't say it's bought like Rashi. Rashi says it's bored. He says it's like a Shoel until. Lamai Nafkamina. Shoel is also Chayiv and Onsin. No, there are Nafkaminas. The Hagos Ashri writes in one place. What happens if one of them wants to be Makdashit? Why, what if the Mocher, he gave it to you, he's like, you know what, I want to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I'll give him something else. So he'll be Makdashit. So if it belongs to the Koneh, so then the Mocher for sure cannot be Makdashit. Because it's not his. If he's a Shoel, so then maybe the Mashal can be Makdashit. It still belongs to him, theoretically. So that's number one. Maybe there's enough Gemina of that Thagos Ashri in Baba Basra. Parakei discusses this. Or another Daf Gemina might be the Ran elsewhere in Avodah Zarah discusses. What if there's a Jew and a non-Jew involved here? What if the non-Jew is the one that's bringing it to his, you know, fiancé? And then Shabbos comes. Is the non-Jew allowed to kind of like work it? Or what if it's the opposite? If a non-Jew is the seller and the Jew, whose animal is it? Right? A Jew is mitzuv on shvisas behemto. Not mitzuv on shvisas kalim, but shvisas behemto. My animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. My kli could work on Shabbos. So again, there could be nafkaminas that come up whether the person, the buyer, is a kone, is a kinyan, or at most, he is a Shoel. This idea also, one more halachic issue, of the Uman sending it to the Beis Chamav, comes up in halachic realm too. Comes up in Hilchas Purim. Hilchas Purim. The Shulchan Aruch says that a man should generally, not a good idea, send a single woman presents, Mishloach Manos, because in the days of the Gemara, right, there was a minog of sending presents, you know, to a girl. You know, Sivlonos, the Gemara talks about it in various places, there might be a chashash kiddushin. Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'ha'isha chayeves matanos lavyonim v'mishloach manos la'ish. We know it's one of the three. Af hin hayu pa'oso hanes halachos. That it's Mikra Megillah, but we say that they're obligated in all the mitzvahs hayom. But then it says, Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah, v'isha tashalach la'isha v'ish la'ish. Ava lo behefech, shalo yavo ish l'shloach la'almana v'yavo lidei safik kiddushin. That's what the Ramah suggests, that a guy shouldn't send it to a single girl, because that could be a Safik Kiddushin. Pirish, says the Magen Avraham, Sheyomu Zeo Savlonos, the Choshel Kiddushin, Aval Matanos Lavyonim, Avi Ma'os, V'lek Lamechash Lo Savlonos, V'gam Lek Lamechash Shekitsha B'mos Alalu, Sheyisor Sheyomu V'nei Beis Edim, Haryam Kudeshes. Okay, either way, this is the, not that the people will think that this is, but this will put up a red flag that, oh, people usually send Savlonos after Kiddushin was done, maybe she's married already, it can lead to problems, right? That's what is suggested. Maybe Bizman Hazeh, where there's no chashash of just sending a present, you know, if you don't have a wedding, then people aren't worried. So let's say there's an almana, and a man wants to send, there's an almana in the neighborhood, you want to send them a Mishloach Manos, you should send them Mishloach Manos, right? You can send it to the family. What if she lives alone? So still, the family can send. Okay, this is from the family. It doesn't have to be from one person. But even if it is, Lamaisa today, you know, people wouldn't think. This Gemara, though, highlights the fact that up until marriage, up until Nisuin, really, there might be questions of tastes that the spouse might not know. Not the spouse yet. Ultimately, when people are married for a number of years, they can reach that level. But, you know, there's different stages. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful hesped that he gave for his uncle, the Briska Rav, called Mado Dech Midod. And he talks about the Gemara that tells us, based on the Pasuk, Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Al Tikrei Morasha Ela Ma'orasa, right, that every Jew has Eris into the Torah. And that's brought up in the sugya of a goy learning Torah. But every Jew has erison to the Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what does that mean? There is a special, unique connection. Erison is a kinyan, right? And every Jew has a kinyan. But, says Rav Soloveitchik, there are certain Yehudei skula in every generation that not only have erison to the Torah, they have nisuin to the Torah. They have the second stage. What's the difference between erison and nisuin? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. V'nisuin ofak ha'ishut mitrachevu mitamek. Realatia shall nisuin ba al yedei yichud chupa. Ein pulas nisuin mesuyemes kayemes klal. Right, we know. Kiddushin we've spoken about. What do you have to do for Kiddushin? It's clear. Kesef, shtar, bia. Nisuin, very unclear. Several different opinions, and we do all of them for nisuin chupa. Because it's all about the effect. It's all about the result. Ha-hesek ba-me'elov. Ein ma'isa kinyin karuch b'nisuin. Ve'ein chalusam zeha'im ha-b'china ha-tsuranit ha-hilchatit. Shal ma'arechaz ha-ishas. Ma'oi ma'ahus. The mahus is yesh biyichud chupa min asimliyot shel shituf nisyonos harpatzkaot ve'etgarim shel krisas bris metaphysit. It's a metaphysical deep connection of sharing life together. That's what nisuin is about. Existentialit, existentialism. Habava isha nisua kol echad bochein levav mishneyu margish et chavayato v'yodeat halach rucho. You're in the other person. Ichud alavavos hadofkim beritmut achid, one rhythm, hanifamim ubefamim hadadit. It's a waxes up poetic. But he says, certain, every Jew has eris into the Torah. But some Yehudei school in every generation have nisuin. What does that mean? They think, they know what the Torah thinks, even without, they have a certain halachic intuition of the Torah. That's nisuin. You know already. So that's exactly what our Gemara is reflecting. Our Gemara is like, before you get to that stage, you don't know. You don't know. Ultimately, when you get to that stage, you hope that it'll reach the level of intuition, where we mentioned a week or two ago, just a few days ago, I think, right, the Rashi and Parshat Tesaveh, when we spoke about the ephod, right, by the horses, the women riding the horses. Rashi says, I'm not sure what the ephod looked like, v'libi omer li. My heart tells me, and here's the 20-line Rashi, what the ephod looked like. Why? Because there's a certain halachic intuition that Rashi had, based on, you know, his kola Torah kula that's inside of him. He had, Rashi obviously had, nisuin to the Torah, right, in that way. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, third line. Hahu gavra, dizavin lechamer lechavre. Person sells a donkey to his wine, right, we had that a couple days ago, whether it's wine or donkey. Sell some wine to his friend. Amarle, mamtino le leduchta ploni. So the buyer says, okay, you know, I'm taking it to such and such a place to sell. Im is davna muta. If I'm able to sell, fine. Vilo, madrino le neolech. And if not, I'm going to give it back to you. Right, similar kind of idea. A sale, but it's based on a future something. Azavlo is davna. So he went and he couldn't find people to buy. Ubahadi to ka'asa istis. And on his way back, ones happens. So what should we say on his way back? He's not responsible. Also, the comment to Rabbi Nachman Chayvei. Rabbi Nachman comes and says he's Chayiv. Wait a minute. Say Rabbi Rabbi Nachman, but didn't we just learn Nantu Bahalicha Chayiv Bechazar Apater Mibnei Shukanosi Sachar? Right? Didn't we just learn in the Brisa that if it's on the way back, then he shouldn't be responsible? He's only a Shomer Sachar. Answer: Amar Le Chazar Dahay Alicha Hi. No. By the wine case, even going back, it's as if he's going there. Why? My taima svarahu b'chaziraso ilo ashkach lizvunei milo zavna. On the way back, if he finds a customer, he'll sell it then. It's not like the other case of by the girl. By the girl, if the girl or her parents don't like it, on the way back, you're not going to give it to anybody. So you're done. But on the way back, if you find somebody to sell, you sell it then. So therefore, there's no halach, holacha, and chazara. It's all called halacha, because the svara is that whether he would sell it then. Period. Shamar Li Vashmal Khashomer Sachar. So Shamar Li, next line of the Mishnah. If two people arrange with each other, can you watch this for me? Sure, can you watch this for me? So in that case, they are each Shomer Sachars because they're each getting the benefit of the watching of the other person. So the Gemara asks, I don't think we have this yet in this Pesachta, one of the Yesodos of Shmira. There is a Pasuk in Chumash that says there is a Ptur of Ba'alav Imo when it comes to Shoel. A shoel is chayev on a very high level, even in onsen. But even a shoel has two exemptions. Number one, meisal achbas malacha, which is not for now, if he dies during work. Number two is baal of imo. What does the baal of imo mean? If there is a financial arrangement, if there is work done, that I am lending you something, but at the same time, I also work for you. I'm your employee in some other way. Then the halacha is pater. That's called baal of imo. The owner is with the item. Is there a svar for that? Maybe. Ultimately, it's probably Xeris HaKasiv, but we'll see. He mentioned a Svar B'Hashem in a couple of minutes. But the Gemara says there is a discussion whether that applies only to Shoel, or also to Shomer Sachar, or maybe to Shomer Chinam. So that's the Gemara's question now. But 1 minute. Here, they're Shomer Sachar, and therefore they're responsible, but they're each working for each other. Right? They're each other Shomer. V'yamai, why are they Chayiv? Shmira B'Bailimi. right? Isn't it a problem? So Amar Papa, no, this is the case. The Amar Le, Shmar Li Hayom, Veshmar Lecha Lamachar. You're right, they're not Shomer at the same time. Reuven says to Shimon, could you be my Shomer? Yes. And then Shimon says to Reuven, you know what? I'll be your Shomer tomorrow. Tomorrow. And the Ritva emphasizes here, it has to be a avoda, a relationship that's already in place and it's already active at the time of the Kabbalah Shmira. That's the key moment by Baal Avimo. Not later on when the Ones happens, but at the time of the Kabbalah Shmira. That's what the Gemara says, Beferish, later on as well. So here, it didn't kick in yet. Fine, he said, I'm going to do it, but it didn't kick in yet. And therefore, says the Ritva, important language of the Ritva, says the Ritva, Avalim amru la'asos malachto la'achar sha'a, o shehifsiku b'malacha acheres bein amir l'maisa, eina nas in sha'alin ela, misha sheyeschilu b'malacha. He's not called the Shoel back until the malacha starts, even though they agreed that it's going to happen tomorrow. But it's not called Baal Avimo yet. That's what the Gemara says, because it's in the future. Good. Says the Gemara Taner Rabbanan. Similar idea. We have in the following Brisa. Shamar li veshmar lecha. Guard for me and I'll guard for you. Hashileni v'ashilcha. Please lend me and I'll lend you. Shamar li v'ashilcha. Hashileni veshmar lecha. In all those cases, kula nasu shomri sachar zelazeh. They each get benefit, and therefore they're shomri sachars. V'yamai shmir v'bailam hi. But 1 minute, is it the same? They're each working for each other. Amra papa, to amar le. No, the case is a delay. Shamar li hayom, eshmar lecha lamachar. Just like we said, that's what our mishnah is talking about. So to the brisa. Good. Hanu ahuloi. What ahuloi? Ahel in the mishnah and Gemara means soap. There were certain dry cleaners. There are a couple of dry cleaners that had a deal to call Yom Avi Afi Lechad Minayu. Every day, one of them would go make lunch for everybody else. Right? So one of them would go bake and then bring lunch back. Fine. Hahu Yoma, one day, Amru Lechad Minayu. They all said to one of them, Zil Afilan, go make lunch. Go bake us something. Amar Lohi says to them, Naturally Glimai, sure, can you just wash my coat for me while I go and then make lunch? So they so fine. Da'asa pashuba uveigno. What happened in the interim? There was a pshia, and because of that pshia, the coat was stolen. And he comes back. Where's my coat? They don't know what to do. So asla kamidura papa chayvinu. Rapapa came and said, "These other bakers, you have to pay for the coat, right? You're responsible. You were shomrim, and therefore you're responsible for the coat." Amru le rabbanu le rapapa. Rabbanu say, "But wait a minute. Wasn't he also working for them?" Amai pshia b'bailami. Right? Wasn't he also working for them? And this is pshia b'bailim. It's pshia, but it's b'bailim, and therefore, doesn't the p'tur also relate to the case of pshia? Question. Ichsif. Rapapa was embarrassed. Rapapa's like, oh, really? Oh, I didn't focus on that detail. This is another example of Rapapa being nechshad. Right? Laso v'gloi milsa, and it came out that really Rapapa was right. Right? Laso v'gloi milsa, tiahu shaita, shichra havi kashasi. At that moment, that the pshia took place, or that he became, that he hadn't started making lunch yet. He didn't start doing the work for them yet. He had agreed that he would do lunch, but he didn't start yet, and therefore, it is again a case of a delay where there was no bailim, and therefore, it's just that they are responsible. Period. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalamanda Amar, Pshia Babailam Patur, Mishamachi Ichsef. So I understand the story, why he was embarrassed, because he thought there was a Patur of Baal of Imo, even by Pshia. Ela Lamanda Amar Chayiv, but there is a Manda Amar. It's a Machlokas later on. Rashi quotes it on the third to last line. Rashi quotes the Machlokas that there's no Patur of Pshia Babailam by a Shomer Chinam, who is Poshea. Right, it doesn't apply to a Shomer Chinam. So, according to that mandamar, so why was he embarrassed? Right, Ela mandamar chayev, amai ichsef, they're not chayev by pshia. So Ela, you're right, hahu yoma, changed the details of the case a little bit. Hahu yoma labdi day have. Really, they switched off every day, it wasn't his turn. He wasn't supposed to do it that day. Right, it was somebody else's turn. V'yamru leila di day, and they told him, zil aflanath, can you just do us a favor? You know, bake for us today. Va'amar lahu, he says, okay, piahu agra t'ka'afina lechu neturu glimai. He worked out the financial that he's really a shomer sachar, right? I'm going to do this for you if you watch my thing. And with the hana that I get by you're watching my thing, so then that will work. Adasa ignov, right? And before he came back, it was stolen. Rashi points out on top, below pshia. It wasn't a pshia case, it was just a real Geneva case. And he was a Shomer Sachar. Also, Gamid Rapapa Chayvin, who Rapapa thought he was, they should be Chayv because it's a regular case of Shomer Sachar that it was stolen. Armele Rabbanel Rapapa Hashmir Babaylimi Ichsif. And then they say, oh, Shmir Babaylim, that's why he was embarrassed. Because it's the Ptur of Balavima by a Shomer Sachar, which is agreed upon. And then it came out anyway that there was no Ptur because he hadn't started working yet. Okay, 2 points to discuss. So is there a svara by Baal Avima? Is there a svara? So two ideas, and then again we'll have to get back to this. The Sefer HaChinuch, two Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Samach, about Shoel, he says, Nucha Lomer Lafi Apshat. Right? Ultimately, it seems like Gzeiras HaKasev. Why should it make a difference if I'm your employee that you're going to have Pturim for other Chiyuvei Shmira? Says the Chinuch, very often though, if I am working for you, so then I'm going to be around your house. So I'll kind of be able to watch my own thing that you're borrowing from me. If Baal Avimo, I'm working for you, you're working for me, so I'm going to be around, so I could kind of keep my eye out for it. That's why you're not going to have regular Chiyuvei Shmira. And says the Chinuch, and even though often it is not true that the Baal Avimo is not around, Lo plug, the Torah doesn't want to make distinctions. Shatar lo chiva shoel acher shabala akli o abeima imo, demikivan shehu sham, yishmar hu et shalo. V'yavavisha shoel pater afla acher shaholchu abaylim, even if the baylim aren't there, he's still pater. Efshalo tabi shalo ratz tator la seis adram la shiurin, v'lomar to make distinctions. Right, that is why he suggests the chinuch, where the halach is, the relationship has to be there b'shas kabbalasa shmira. If he's baal avima only later on, b'shas ones, that's not good enough, because it doesn't goes by the kabbalah. Okay, that's one. A second idea though, the Ralbag on Chumash. The Ralbag is more known for his commentary on Navi, but the Ralbag on Chumash, Rabbi Mishpatim, says that Baal Avimo, the Ptur, is a fundamental Ptur. And that is, a person can't wear two hats. He can't be a Shoel and a Mashiel at the same time. I can't work for you and have you work for me at the same time. So therefore, Baal Avimo is what's called by the Achronim a Hafkas Shem Shomer. Right? That's the Ptur of Baal Avimo. You can't be both serving and having somebody serve you. More fundamental idea. I didn't bring the Lashon, but that's the language of the Ralbag and Mishpatim. And that's why that fits in even beautifully, why it goes by the Shas Kabbalah Shmira and not Kabbalah's Ones. According to the Chinuch, it works out a little more difficult. Kabbalah's Ones, the focus is on when the event occurs. Okay, either way. Also just related, one other point, and then we'll do the other Amud, the Rambam and the Ravid that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned back in on Daf Nun Vav, we mentioned a very important sheet of the Rambam. The Mishnah there, if you remember, Daf Nun Vav says there are certain areas of Halacha, Karka, Avadim, Hektish, and was the fourth one, Karka, Avadim, Hektish, and Shtaros, that are all excluded from certain areas of Halacha, from Kefel, from Dalavahay. And also the Mishnah says, Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba, Nosi Sachar Eino Mishalim. Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar, the rules of Shmira don't apply by Karka, by Shtaras, by Avadim. What about Pshia? Does the responsibility of Pshia also? So Tosfos says there, Beferish. Tosfos was printed 2 daf later, Nun Zayinim Abayz, Nira Dua Din Deinu Mishalim, Afilu Shomer Sachar in Pasha, Dolo Mishalim. No, their shomrim are excluded totally. And the Rambam argues on that. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Chiras and Perek Beis, says no. When it comes to Pshia, even if it's Karka, even if it's Avadim, you're going to be Chayiv. Why? Posheya Kimazik. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Posheya for a shomer is a Mazik, and therefore you're going to be responsible even by those. So on that Rambam, the Ravid asked a few questions, and one of them is Baal Avimo. Baal Avimo, if Posheya is Kimazik, so why should there be even a Havamina, a Manda Umar out there that says that Baal Avimo is going to be a Ptur by Pshia? Posheya is Mazik. So why should Baal Avimo be a function by in that? Okay, why should there be a Ptur there? The way the Akronim answer is that because Baal Avimo is a Hafkas Shem Shomer. You're no longer a Shomer. And that's why, even if there's a Pshia, as we said earlier in the Shir, right? Even if there's a Pshia, you're not going to be responsible. Okay, we'll have to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, at a later date. But that's the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Chiras, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Reb Chaim, quoted in the Berachah Shmuel, in Baba Kama, Simel Amid Beis. Let's continue. Hanu Beit Shrei, Dahavi Kamaski, Ba'orcha. very somewhat of a humorous story here, right? You would think that this is wouldn't be in the Gemara, but it has halachic implications. There were two people that were walking on the road. Chad arach v'chad gutza, one very tall, one very short. Aricha rachav chamra, the tall one was riding a donkey. V'havile sadina, and he had a sadin. He had a linen type of garment. Gutza michsi sarbala, the short one was wearing a woolen garment. Why is that important? Because wool really doesn't do well when it gets soaked in the water. That's the difference between wool and linen. So he was wearing a woolen, v'kamaski bakar, and he was walking. So a very tall guy on a donkey, and very short guy walking. The short guy has a heavy coat, the guy on the donkey has a light coat. Kimati l'nahara, when they come to the river, shakli l'sarvale, the short guy took off his wool coat, he didn't want it to get full of water, v'osvei l'avechamra, he puts it on the donkey, v'shakli l'sadine, and he takes the linen garment, dahu, the other one, v'ichsim, and he wears it. And as he's crossing the river, shatua mayele sadine, right? The sadin, the coat that he takes, the water has such a strong current, and it takes it away. Asalakame, remember, the days of, don't think of, there are no sleeves that you put your arms in. Let's see, it's just like a scarf, kind of, you put it over. So if it's very strong, and I'm trying to swim, and I'm going across, oh, I lost it. So, what's the issue here? The issue is, are they each shomer for each other? Right, so asalakame de Rava. Chive, so Rava says, chayiv, the short guy who took the coat, is chayiv. Amalei Rabban al-Rava, Amalei Shela Bavailami. 1 minute. He's a shoel, but the other guy's also a shoel for him. He's watching his woolen coat. Ichsif. So he, like Rav Papa earlier, he's embarrassed. Lisofik loy milsa. It came out in the end that the below daiti shakle. The tall guy wasn't a shomer. He took it without his knowing. He just had this extra coat on his donkey and he switched. Ubalo daiti osve. He took it without it, and he put his other thing without it, so he wasn't a shomer, no problem. I saw the Taurus Chaim, from the Achronim, has an unbelievable diak. Where do you see in the story that he might have not known about it? So it's a little diak, you don't catch it until he points it out. The description of the story is, the gutza was michsi sarvala. He was covered, he was wearing the sarvala. When it talks about the tall one, it just says, he had it. It doesn't say he was wearing it. Meaning it might have been on the donkey, and he took it without his knowing. And in that way, that's the difference between Havilei and Michsi. Period. Hahu gavra de'ogilei chamer lechavrei. Next case, I rent out a donkey to my friend, Amar Lei. Chazi lo tezel b'orcha de'nar pakod. Tika maya. Don't travel on the Nahar Pakod road because there's a lot of water there. Zil b'orcha de'narsh. Go on the other road. Deleka maya, there's no water there. Ozil b'orcha de'nar pakod u'miz chamer. He goes in the bad road. And the road he wasn't supposed to go on, and the donkey died. Kiyasa Omar, when he comes and they confront him, he says, Ian, yes, Ba'urcha denar pakod azli, I did go on the bad road, umi olekamaya, but there was no water there. So don't hold me responsible. So what's the halacha there? Basically, he didn't have to admit. He didn't have to admit it, but he admitted, but he said there was no water. Amalei Rava, mali l'shaker. Right, that's the code word migu. Mali l'shaker, iboy amar le'anab orcha denar shazli. Right, maybe there were no edim. Maybe there were no edim, but that he took the bad road and he admits to it. So you know, give him something. That's the principle of migu. Amar le'abaya, Abaya says back, thank you very much. But that's what we call mali l'shaker b'makam edim lo amrinan. We call that a migu b'makam edim. If you have a migu, a power that you said something that should have a certain power in halacha, but there are edim against you. What's the edim against you? There's always water on that road, right? So you can't say there was no water there. It's a migu b'makam edim, and therefore not powerful. Abaye says we don't listen to this guy. It's not called a migu. But the big shaila is, so what does Rava hold? Is Rava one of those minority opinions in Shas that say you say a migu even b'makam edim? We'd rather not say that. Says the Ritva, no. Maybe Rava is saying it's not b'makam edim because sakadait of the Rava dekiva de islay migu mitartzinon lishne dehad dekamar lekamaya lav de lekamaya ella shelo meis machves maya ukiman de lekamaya dami. Maybe what Rava means to say is he didn't die because of the water, or he went at a time. Is that water there 24/7? It's I went at a time when there was no water. It was low tide. So you're right, even the Ritva is important to tell us that even both, it's not that there's a machlokas here about migu makam edim. Everybody agrees migu makam edim lo amrinan. The machlokas is this b'makam edim? That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava or Rabba. Okay, again, obviously migu is a huge topic, not for now. Shemar li va'amar lo hanach lefanai shomar chinam. Next line of the Mishnah. Could you guard for me? And the guy says, yeah, put it down in front of me.
So is that a Kabbalas Achrayas? Can you wash this, Yijo? Just put it down. I don't say sure. I just say, put it down in front of me. Shomer Chinam. So Amar Rav Huna. Amar Lo Hanach Lefanecha. If somebody says, can you wash this for me? Sure. Put it down in front of you. Eino Lo Shomer Chinam Lo Shomer Sachar. Then he's nothing. Because that's not a Kabbalah. Ibai Lohu Hanach Stamamai. If he says, put it down in front of me, that's an acceptance. If he says, put it down in front of you, that's not an acceptance. What if he just says, put it down? Right, what about that case? My. So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Shmar leva amar lo hanach lefanai shomer chinam. Hastama v'lo klum. Adar Rabba, mita amar afuna hanach lefanecha hu de'eino lechinu lo shomer sachar. Hastama shomer chinam have. Ela meho laka lemashma mina. So you can have opposite diyukim, and therefore there's no raya. This is very unusual, though. The Ramban, the Ritva both say, usually you have this type of shakla v'tarya when you're talking about two lines in the Mishnah. You have the first line of the Mishnah and the second line of the Mishnah give opposite impressions, so you can't prove anything. Here we're comparing a Mishnah and Rav Huna. That's pretty unusual. And the statement of the Amoraim, we're having the same level of diyukim. So the Ritva says it must be that Rav Huna is based on a Braisa, based on an earlier Tanaitic source, because this language is very common for just discussions of Tanoim, not in statements of Amoraim. Good. Lema Katanoi. Maybe the issue is a Machlokas Tanoim. Just by putting it down. Right, remember Mishnah we had back in Baba Kama. If I want to put my fruit in your yard, and you gave me permission, can I put this in your yard? Yeah, bring it in. That sure, bring it in, is an acceptance of responsibility. So if his animal eats my fruit, so he's going to be chayev. Rebbe Omer, no. Rebbe says, no, not until the balabais accepts to watch it. So that's a case of stam, right? And therefore, isn't that a case where that's a machlokas tanam, our case? The Gemara says, no, maybe not, me my. Dilma, akamakamir rabbanan hasam, elabachotzer debasta turehi. Maybe only there the rabbanan said that he is accepts Shmira because it's his yard. And when he says bring it in, he means bring it in, then I will watch it. But here, he's standing in the market. If he would just say, put it down, Anach v'tiv natar l'cha. Right, shuka l'abarnaturehu. Anach v'tiv natar l'cha kamerle. Put it down, sit here, and you watch it. Right, there's a difference between Shrushas HaYachad and Shrushas HaRabim. So there's no raya that the Rabbanah would agree here. Inam, or the other way. Ad kalakam Rebbe Hasam. When would Rebbe see over there that there is no automatic acceptance? Ela b'chatzero. By his yard. Dili'iyule Rishusa Kaboy l'mishkalminei. Because even step one, just to allow him to put it into his yard, he has to give Rishus. V'chiyav le Rishusa li'iyule. When he gives him Rishus, tiv v'nata l'chakam alei. Maybe what he's saying is, bring it in, but it's up to you to watch it. But even just to bring him in, he's saying something of significance. Aval hacha, but in the shuk, what? Put it down? What? I need your rishus to put it down in the street? Aval hacha, hanach, v'yana, mantarna kamerlei. It must be that he's saying, I'm going to watch it. Why? But if he's just saying, you put it down and you watch it, ila osva rishus aboy lemishkal minei. What? I need your rishus to put something down in the street? No. So if you say something to me, you have to be saying, it must be that put it down and I'll take care of it. So there is no raya that our issue of stama is a machlokas tanam there, because each of those tanam could also go in the other way. I'll have to stop here. Tomorrow's daf, which we'll upload from the last cycle, is all about mashkon, one of the important dafim in Shas about issues of responsibilities of mashkon. And by the Shem, next time we pick up will be the end of the parak and the beginning of the seventh parak. Okay, we'll stop here.